Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Hi, kids. Hi.
Comedian Vince Barry in studio.
Good morning.
Florida man shot over the price of beer.
Huh.
But let's start with this Florida man story. Florida man allegedly caught driving 115 miles per hour while recording Snapchat video with baby in back seat.
Huh.
Oh.
I feel like we need a Florida man.
Right? We definitely do.
We have some options here. We'll get to them after the story. Let's go to the news report. You have that handy, Phil?
You got to think of other people, especially when you got somebody in the back seat. And not cool. Not cool.
A man is accused of driving 115 miles an hour down I-75 with a baby in the back seat.
What's wrong with this woman?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I would like to say was talking about through. We wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land. I think my collar's too tight.
What is... Is anyone else here? Like, yes. There's a problem here.
There is a problem, yes.
Is there a school somewhere where they say you just got to tighten your throat
and talk like this?
Yeah, the school of tight throat. The Trisha Takanawa school.
I'm standing here.
By the accident that happened.
It's just distracting. I'm trying to listen to the news story.
But you can't help but notice her voice.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you for counting on Gulf Coast News. I'm Christy Soto.
And I'm Peter Bush. And that's not all state troopers say this Cape Coral man was doing. Gulf Coast News reporter Madison Adams has the story that'll make you grip your steering wheel.
I drive pretty fast myself, you know. Everybody does. Everybody goes above 110, especially endangering somebody else's life. I think that is outrageous. Unbelievable.
That's exact.
That is outrageous. I was driving down the road and then I'm
outraged.
And that was outrageous. I couldn't believe it. It was outrageous.
All right.
That's exactly what Florida Highway Patrol troopers say Charles Wheeler II did on Sunday. They arrested him on I-75 near the Harborview Road exit.
This isn't the same woman who set the report up, right? This is a different woman.
Different
two
lady,
anchors
yeah.
And now the reporter. Right.
Wow. She has a normal voice.
Well, she's outside now, so, you know, probably more oxygen out there.
Okay, that's probably
one?
It.
Go with that one, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Charlotte County. A state trooper caught him flying down the interstate going 115 miles an hour, weaving in and out of traffic, tailgating, and on his phone on Snapchat.
I told other drivers about it.
If there's other people, then it's like your responsibility, so... You're taking their lives.
She sounded drunk when she said that.
She said,
I told other drivers about it.
And then I hit the floor. It
sounded like she was trying to keep it down. You know, when you're talking, you're like, yeah, she was trying to keep it down.
All right, suppress it.
Mm. Told other drivers about it.
Yeah,
you little narc.
I told other drivers about it.
Recut. You got to recut that line. I asked other drivers. Their opinion on it.
It's not even a good edit, like coming off with the previous sentence.
On Snapchat. I told other drivers about it.
It's like, I know you have, what am I? It's that same type of cadence. Very I know you have, what am I?
Right.
I hope she didn't pay a lot for that degree. All right.
If there's other people, then it's like your responsibility. So you're taking their lives into your hands. If you're going that fast, like... Negligence.
He was doing so good.
And he was doing great.
And then brain fog.
Like, word.
Negligence.
I need to end strong.
Yeah, no sentence. Right. You just thought, no. He's like, what's a good ending word? Negligence.
No structure whatsoever there.
None.
They're all
failing so far. The FHP report says Wheeler had a 10-month-old baby in the backseat.
I like how she's... Baby!
Right. Which goes... 10-month-old baby. Like, let's start slow and ramp up.
10-month-old baby!
If she could get away with it, she'd do that.
I like her.
Well, she discovered your 10-month-old baby!
It's like a magic trick. Look over here. Boom! Flowers.
Baby!
A 10-month-old baby!
It's like she's pushing the baby out. She says, a 10-month-old baby!
It's a long labor.
Had a 10-month-old baby in the backseat. Troopers say he almost crashed while dodging a mattress on the road.
I've seen people fly past me at 110. There's no way nobody's surviving that, especially a little
kid.
You know, the bones are real fragile. And they're
oh, my God. What is a festival of morons.
You guys can't see, but this guy, she's interviewing this, like, witness or whoever, is completely shirtless.
Really?
Yeah.
The blonde dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very surfer.
Which dude is shirtless? Which voice?
A little kid. You know, the bones are real fragile and they're little...
Wheeler was
he may have caught a couple of hard waves.
Yeah, she could have helped him out and just cut it at their bones are real fragile. Right. And she's like, no, we're going to get the next word too.
A little kid, you know, the bones are real fragile and they're little...
Wheeler was...
This is the best Florida story ever.
She's doing, I like this reporter.
She's like, no, you want to hear what the locals have to say? You're going to experience it as I did.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Wheeler was arrested for reckless driving and child neglect. On the way to the Charlotte County Jail, Wheeler's phone started blaring vulgar music in the patrol car. When the trooper went to shut it off, he spotted a Snapchat video showing his speedometer at 110. The caption, good vibes only.
Nothing good vibes about that. That's insane. That is, yeah, child endangerment to the max.
As a reminder.
Thank you, Valley Girl.
That's the headline of this story.
Child endangerment to the max.
That should be the very first words out of the reporter's mouth. All right, Gina, let's go to you. Child endangerment to the max.
That's what one witness had to say.
Right. That's
He's
right.
going to tell you more about it.
It's a baby. Child endangerment to the max.
This is a 10-month-old baby.
I want to see the baby.
The baby. Good heaven.
Child endangerment to the max with a 10-month-old baby.
Fireworks and spotlights.
Okay.
That is, yeah, child endangerment to the max.
As a reminder, Florida law requires drivers to put their phones down and focus on the road. Reporting in Charlotte County, Madison Adams, Gulf Coast News.
Madison Adams.
Nice.
Get her on the
phone. She's awesome. We love you, Madison Adams.
That poor lady.
Madison Adams.
Had to interview all those Cape Coral, Florida weirdos.
I love how that surfer guy in the area.
That was great. She left that in there. She gets extra points for that. All right. Chaz and AJ, Arts Television Appliance Lawncast happening this Thursday, July 3rd. And I just want to thank everyone who took the time to fill out an application and invite us into your home.
Thank you.
We want to thank you so much. It means so much to us that so many people were like, we'll let you in.
Awesome.
Really?
It really
is. That's a big honor.
It really is.
Let into somebody's house.
Yeah.
Knowing us.
Yeah, I wouldn't let me in.
It's even harder. I wouldn't let me in.
No, I still stand aside.
Yeah. And then we narrowed it down to 5 just based on proximity, blah, 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 scientific stuff that we don't understand.
Yeah, never will.
And we talked to everyone last week, and everybody was so solid.
Awesome.
It made it
very
harder and harder to pick.
Right.
You know, but I think most people knew. When we heard Monster Truck, we were like, we got to do you know, so we're going to broadcast from Donna's house in North Brantford. Can you stop that music, please? Unplug the man. I'm not sure what's happening with that right now.
Right, working on that.
Yeah, we're. That's kind of how it was in my head.
Right.
I'm like, go ahead, play that. This is last night, like 7 o'clock at night.
Right. Finally, bands on.
We nailed it down.
Woo!
Like, yeah.
It's gonna be so great.
The station was great. The station was like, okay, we're going to make it happen. Then this morning at 6:30. Yeah. Unplug the band.
Yep.
All right. So we're still working on that. But Donna's on the phone right now. Hey, Donna.
Good morning.
Good morning. And congratulations.
Yes.
You won or lost, depending on how you want to look at it.
You'll find out.
Yeah. We're not sure.
You'll find out.
We'll see.
Yeah. So we're very excited to be at your place.
Yes.
So are we, actually.
Thank you. It'd be very weird excited. If you weren't.
That would suck.
We're dreading this. Let's just get through it.
Maybe you would just kidding.
Oh, great. Let's go.
Let's go is exactly right.
Let's do this.
So this monster truck, this 86 Chevy K30 42-inch tire loud thing, we're looking forward to that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready. My husband will take you for a ride.
Cool.
Good. Good.
We'll have to put a bubble around AJ.
Yeah.
Got to take care of our guy.
I'm not sure what we're doing with it. We have something. I can't even talk now because I know that there's a particular person in management that is just going to try to squash, 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 smash, smash, smash.
Yeah, keep it all. Don't say anything until Thursday.
Right. We're just going to have to roll this out.
It's all covert.
We have things we're going to be doing.
And
we do have food coming. From Pig Rig.
I heard.
God.
In Wallingford.
That's awesome.
Yum.
How many people do you, are you inviting friends over? How's that working?
Yeah, I told, my son reached out to a bunch of his friends.
How old are these son's friends people?
Well, my son is 19, so you're probably looking at 19 to 20-something.
Okay.
How many of them do you think?
Maybe a handful, but I also have some VIP people from town coming.
VIP?
I saw that list. Yeah, nice. I like it a lot.
What about you?
And Ruth's going to coordinate with you on times.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm basically opening. I did put a little tickler out. We have a Facebook page in town. And I've been, getting everybody ramped up and everybody's been commenting and excited. And I'm going to probably put a sign at the end of my road because I live on kind of a popular road that cuts through North Brantford and North Haven. So a lot of people see it. So I'm probably going to put a sign out Wednesday night. Just be like, hey, come on up. Chaz and AJ are here.
It's like the county fair.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah, we could just put up a barricade.
This way. It's already on Facebook, so probably a good part of the town's going to stop by.
Most of North Brantford. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, most of North Brantford.
I would check with your insurance carrier.
Just make sure. Just a hand, helpful hand.
When you say Facebook, has AJ blocked any of these people?
I don't know.
Yeah, and by the way, Pig Rig, we asked them for food for 70, so... We have a crew come in, blah blah blah. When he's out of food, he's out of food.
Right.
All right. Anything else we need to know? So Drew went out there, right? Did a site check?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
And everything was good.
Great.
Cool.
Okay. All right, very good.
There's no swearing.
I don't know about that.
We'll do our best.
Yeah.
Anything else we need? You know what would be fun to have there?
Was it?
A General Lee. Does someone have a General Lee?
Oh.
You saw that one get jumped over the weekend, huh?
Through the fountain.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Destroyed the car. But
It wasn't much of a car beforehand. It was just a bunch of metal rails with the body built around it.
Yeah.
You know anyone with a General Lee, AJ?
There's a couple out there. I don't know them personally.
I see them at car shows periodically.
Exactly, yeah. So.
All right, so let's make a list of the things we need.
Okay,
we need
General Lee.
All right.
The General Lee.
Yeah. A General Lee,
We need a General Lee.
Right.
Preferably without the Confederate flag on it, because I don't feel like dealing with the nonsense. A lot of them now, they paint them without it, because they just, they want to go to a car show and have a good time.
Exactly.
They don't want to get into a debate.
Exactly right, yes.
Do you have a metal garbage can on your property?
Yeah, I do.
Cool. Metal garbage can. Okay, right. Something that could go over someone's head.
Well, I have the recycling ones with the lid, so we can put them on and roll down the hill with wheels on it.
Well, that's a possibility. The other one.
I like that. What? Garbage can sledding.
Garbage can races, yes.
Do we have a metal
garbage can?
Or if you
can get a hold of some.
We have two.
We have them.
Yes.
All right. What about paintball guns? Do you have paintball guns?
Those I do not.
No.
Okay.
I got BB guns. That's it.
Not BB guns. And we'll lose an eye.
I'm starting to see how the two questions are related.
Paintball, not BB.
Should we get a national anthem singer? We are celebrating the kickoff to the 4th of July.
Actually, I have a good idea. So I'm inviting Sammy Anderson. She is a a modified race car driver from Stafford. She's a female driver.
Okay.
And she does do the national anthems at the track.
While she's racing?
No, before the race.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
She's it.
Nice.
Yeah. So I can ask her.
Perfect. She's it. Yeah, perfect. Ask her.
Yes.
And then what do we need for this slip and slide? Plastic? So, a lot of plastic?
Yeah. I actually was in Tractor Supply over the weekend, and they had a 10-foot wide by 100-foot long, plastic strip. Rollout. So
that should do it.
You know,
how thick is the plastic?
And then we just throw some either, laundry detergent or something on it to make it slippery.
Oh, all right. So you're on top of this.
You've done this before.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. We just need the tarp.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Very good. You know, we're going to need like John Pearson to do play-by-play for the slip and bleed competition. All right. So John Pearson.
All right.
News 8.
I do have a volleyball net I could set up if you want me to.
News 8.
Wow. Volleyball. Cool.
Exploding volleyballs. Okay. Writing all this down right now.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, throw out a couple red herrings so the boss cancels those instead.
I'm getting a text from Hans right now.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's bringing something to fire after we do the national anthem.
Nice.
Yeah, Hans, we got you down for 8 o'clock on that.
Cool, dude. All thank right. you.
We're putting the show together here.
Yay.
Anybody else, any hillbillies listening that could recommend something that we should do
right, or traditional.
Have at right. this event?
Right.
203-882-9757. Ruth, what was the reaction of those who were finalists, and then you had to tell them that we weren't doing it at their house?
Yeah, so they were, yeah, obviously a little disappointed, but they're like, oh, it's the one with the monster truck, isn't it?
Yeah.
They already knew.
They kind of had a feeling.
You know who was strong, who almost beat you? Michael.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Worcester Mike.
Worcester Mike. Yeah. He was so good.
Very strong like, contender. I'm like, oh, it's going to be a toughie now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, with the big house?
Yeah.
You were listening.
Big house, but just big personality.
You could make a mess there.
Yeah. So you're saying we can leave a mess at your house?
Big personality.
Yeah.
You know, if we do something at Mike's house in the future, we'd have to make it Boston themed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we have. Yep.
Yeah.
Lots of beans.
All right. Well, Donna, we're looking forward to it. Thank you for opening your home to us.
And we're sorry. You're welcome, guys.
And we're sorry.
In advance.
No, I've had a lot of riffraff at my house. Don't worry about it.
Watch this.
She's 24 years old and obsessed with the 80s. Violet Sky on Good Morning.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you think of Wang Chung?
I love Wang Chung. Everyone have fun tonight.
Oh, boy. Off to a bad start.
I like them.
She likes them.
No, you could like them. Yes. You're allowed to like whoever you like.
But Points on the Curve album? Great.
What?
She even knows the album.
Good heavens.
Okay, besides everybody Wang Chung
right.
and Dance Hall Days, what else is there?
Oh my gosh, there's this one song, Don't Let Go. I love Don't Let Go. That's a great album track.
It's about being on a bridge.
But, well, if you don't want me to let go, turn off that Wang Chung. Yeah, I'm just not a fan. So we were doing a subject, and the tribe was calling in on which group or artist was the most useless of the 1980s.
Right.
And I just thought Wang Chung was the... Like, they could disappear and no one would notice.
Exactly.
I would notice.
Okay, that's one person. And a band. Yeah.
This is Don't Let Go.
Yeah.
It's their song. It's a record company.
You hear this and you know the decade immediately.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Unmistakable.
Yeah.
Yeah. My hair's went to a mullet. Pick up the paper,
never read where then. This sounds like something familiar.
Sounds like a B-52s almost.
Yeah.
No.
I'll get to that later. I don't want to bog us down in Wang Chung.
Right.
Don't get bogged down in the Wang.
I don't want to bog us down in Wang Chung. What about television commercials? Are you obsessed with 80s television commercials?
Oh, I know a few. I'm more so like the music and the... like fashion-esque aspect of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you look like you just walked out of a Madonna video.
Right.
Thank you.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Good
way. No, I mean that in a good way,
in
by
a good
the way.
Way. Yes, yes.
I had parachute pants.
I still have.
I had Reebok sneakers.
Right. I had jelly
I have
bracelets.
My Reeboks on yep. now.
Nice.
Are they hard to find now?
They're probably like retro spin
shop. They still make them.
I would buy a new pair if my pair got dirty. I had my dress-up Reeboks.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Then I had my everyday Reeboks.
Right, the dress-up one. If someone stepped on you, lost your mind.
Ooh. Then what was the sneaker that came in and you could pump up the tongue to tighten it?
The pump.
Yeah,
is that what it was called?
That was Reebok.
Yeah, Reebok the pump. Yeah.
Those weren't cheap.
Exactly. Nope. Right. I had the underwears. Trying to impress you.
Yeah. How about movies? Are you obsessed with 80s movies?
Yeah, I love 80s movies.
Like which ones?
My favorite 80s movie is one called The Valley Girls from 1986.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
So it's not Valley Girl from 83, but it's Valley Girls. It's about these girls that park cars.
Valley.
Oh, Valley Girls. I'm thinking Valley Girl. Okay. Gotcha.
I like Valley Girl, too, but Valley Girls is probably my favorite. Kind of forgotten gem.
Right. What happens? I don't even know. Yeah. I've never heard that. I remember Valley Girl was, you know, she's in the valley, he's not, she's cool, he's hot, or something like that. It was a tagline. I was Nicolas Cage in a movie.
Yeah. Yep. And Deborah Foreman.
Yep. Oh, God, I remember that.
Yeah, Valley Girls is about this girl. She's like an aspiring singer. It's Mary D. Marshall. She had a music career outside the movie as well. And she's trying to, like, get into a Hollywood party to impress this producer, this executive from Pacific Records instead of Atlantic. And it's kind of like the whole thing that they go through to get her to be famous.
Gotcha. Which is the form of every movie in the 80s, really.
Exactly.
Right.
Every teen movie, yep.
Lots of them, yeah.
Okay, so since you know the 80s movies, in The Breakfast Club, 85, what character does Emilio Estevez portray? Who is his character?
Oh, I can't remember his name.
You doing trivia?
I like the movie, though. It's definitely not one of my favorites.
No.
What would you say are your top three movies from the 80s are?
Oh, gosh. So No Small Affair with John Cryer and Demi Moore is John Cryer's first movie.
Do you feel an obligation to go like real deep cut because you want to prove that you really love the 80s so you won't pick a top movie?
These are pretty deep cuts
you're
so far.
You're doing all deep cut stuff here.
Like Breakfast Club. I think after 10 years of living my life this way, and just getting to really immerse myself in all the movies, I've just exposed myself to a lot of stuff. And so, I don't know, I like to bring light to the stuff that hasn't really gotten remembered, you know?
Right.
I feel like people, it should have been talked about. And then it really was, up to the media at the time to get something to be popular. So I figure, you know, with the platform that I have now, why not bring light to these underrated things?
Yeah. But so is your quest to bring light to the underrated things of the 80s or is it to just celebrate the best things of the 80s?
I don't know. I mean, I think that the 80s has a lot of stuff that I enjoy that maybe other people don't, that didn't get love the first time around. So I think it's kind of interesting to kind of bring light to those things as well.
I remember that movie.
There's a lot of fun 80s movies.
I remember that movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's got a great soundtrack. It's not even on streaming services. There's so much stuff out there that should have been preserved that, you know, hasn't. And that's why I'm also really into media archiving.
What are the movies?
What other movies? Perfect with John Travolta and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay.
All right. You're just finding all the... Yep. Really, none of this stuff ranked.
Right.
I mean, there's classic, iconic movies that came out in the 80s, and you're picking all the dogs. Why did you do that?
I like that movie.
I thought I liked them.
That was like part two of Sinai Fever was Perfect. Because now Tony was going to be a dancer or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, is this that's like the jazzercise film or whatever?
Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's perfect. And like Sylvester Stallone does a quick cameo in it. He bumps into John Travolta in the street, and they both turn like, so, you know?
he's a news reporter for Rolling Stone, and he goes to L.A. to go write a story, and then he meets her to write a story, and then they fall in love, and it's like a whole thing.
Right.
There's so much crotch thrusting in that movie.
Thanks for noticing.
It's a lot, yeah.
What about Moonstruck? Do you like that movie?
Oh, again, that is one I have not seen that I've been meaning to see, and I know I'll love it. but it's one of those that I'm just like, why haven't I gotten around to this yet?
Right.
But I've seen clips of it, and I'm like, oh, I know I love this. I'm like, what is taking me so long?
You saw Valet Girls.
I know.
You had time for that.
Perfect.
Right.
This one won but Academy Awards.
Right. Academy Award. Nicolas Cage, Cher. Like, the list goes on.
Libby Dukakis.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, yeah, I definitely got to see that one. It's been on my list. I have the VHS. I just haven't.
Wow, the VHS.
VHS.
Look at you.
That really is the authentic way to watch it.
I took my movie watch
real quick. It is, and it's a lot of fun, you
know?
That
is the way to watch it,
took my Swatch.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
But we had to rewind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Be kind. If you wanted to find a scene.
Be kind, rewind.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That sound even, just so I can hear it now. You push the button, the tape
Yeah. I love the old 80s movies. They used to have the commercials for the coming attractions, like right on the VHS.
Yeah, right. Yep.
That's when you could fast forward over them. You didn't have to sit through them on a DVD.
Well, that gave you that feeling you were actually in a movie theater by doing that, you know?
You know, Valet Girls is a movie you would see because you went to Blockbuster and all the shelves were empty.
That's all was left.
And there was 18 copies of Valet Girl.
Right. I just want Ghostbusters.
I wanted Moonstruck. I wanted Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Right.
But no, I got Valet Girl.
Right.
Is there an E.T. villain?
And Gladly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Perfect.
Well,
it's this or Mannequin again.
I went to the Macy's in PA that it was filmed at, the Wanamaker building, but they shut it down, which is so unfortunate.
Well, so are you making a living off of this on TikTok, doing this 80s thing?
Not a living. I think that a lot of my career aspects, aside from social media, is kind of where I make my money. But I mean, it's just a fun way for me to share my life with other people to meet, you know, friends that like the same things as me. Because I mean, most of my generation really isn't into the 80s as, you know, heavily as I am.
No, you're 24, so wow. I was just about to say the year you were born. I'm like, what?
2000, yeah.
What? It's like, holy crap.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, good for you to go back and dig into. You know, probably the worst decade for movies and music.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't agree.
Nope.
But of course, I'm really biased. So.
Right.
The 80s were very politically correct.
Not my favorite.
No.
Yeah. And then, you know, when you had Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, those movies, the 90s got very edgy, where characters were sinister and bad people. You know, there's a lot of Moonstruck.
Right.
The rise of the anti-hero. Yeah.
Honey, it was more PC. The kid.
A lot of pastels,
PC.
Too.
PC.
Yes.
I do wish they pushed, you know, more themes back then. I think that would have been more interesting to see directional styles and, you know, with the themes of today that are more widely accepted, I think would be interesting.
If you had to take an album from the 80s with you to a desert island.
Mm.
Oh.
Not a best of, not alive.
Right.
An album.
One person, one artist.
One artist. Oh, God. This is like the hardest question because I just love so many albums.
Right. All right. Well, name a few.
All right. There's one by this group called Breakfast Club that I love. They did Everything Will Be the Same.
You're nuts.
I know.
You are nuts.
I like the underrated stuff. I do.
Yeah, I can tell.
I love
There's
Holly
a reason
Knight.
Why it's underrated.
You could have just said Appetite for Destruction and we would have been done.
I know. Holly Knight is, you know, an 80s songwriter. She had a solo album in 88 and I love that to death and I would take that with me. And nobody would want to be stuck on the island with me. I get it.
Okay, so you noticed.
Well, that's good. You'll have the whole island to yourself.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Right. Keep folks away.
People will just walk onto the water like, I can't take this album anymore.
That's the third person this week.
Right.
All right, so that album. Wow. Yeah. I didn't even see that one coming.
Right.
What about... is this it?
I mean, it sounds like 1988.
You're so filmy now.
It
does.
Oops, someone got hurt.
I know, Daryl Hall did backing vocals on this, though. Which is
oh, that's
cool.
Wow.
That's a going, ow!
Little fun fact.
Oh, my God.
Man, that synthesizer.
Yep.
That one synthesizer was in like 50,000 songs.
Seriously.
Yeah.
This like experimental drum beat, too.
Yeah. Let me jump into my Pontiac Fiero right now and listen to it.
You can just put the Fine Young Cannibals right over this. It's like,
That's right.
What a long intro here.
I know.
We're at 60 seconds.
This is, I think, here it is. This might be the extended version.
There it is. Yeah,
so good.
It's like putting gel in my hair right now.
Yeah, I was going to say that studio must have smelled like Aquanet.
Right?
Wow. AJ, what album from the 80s would you take?
Oh, God.
You don't have a lot of time to think about it. You can't go thumbing through a catalog.
Right. I would probably take Michael Jackson Thriller.
Mm. Yeah, that's not a bad album.
Yeah. I mean, it's iconic.
Yeah.
You know, it's got everybody on it.
There's a lot of different sounds.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. You got Eddie Van Halen on there. You got Paul McCartney on there. Right. Yeah. Not a bad album.
Yeah.
You had all the best Iron Maiden and Metallica right there in front of you.
You had to think quick. Had to think quick. Given some time, would have done a deeper dive.
What's that?
I said, given more time, would have done a deeper dive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought you said diaper there for a second. So. Yeah.
Diaper dive, yes. I always do.
Ruth, what would you take with you?
Well, obviously, Appetite has got to be mine, but also Ride the Lightning or Master Puppets, for sure.
So she had time to think.
Yeah.
How about you?
I don't know. I think I might do Prince Purple Rain.
That's a good one. Oh, wow.
Because I could sit with that one for a while and really study it.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
You can hear different things each time you listen through.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask you, Violet, because I already know. Yeah. All right, well, we got to have you back on.
Yeah.
I like talking about this
stuff.
We lived it. We lived a bad fashion.
Yep.
We lived a bad movie.
We're victims, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Survivors.
You've done everything with the 80s but smell them, basically.
We're probably entitled to compensation.
Right.
So we'll link up to your Instagram, TikTok, Glitterwave 80s.
Awesome.
At WPLR.com. Yep. Thank you, Violet.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're a lot of fun.
Yes.
How did this monkey end up in an office break room?
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Vince Barry in studio.
Dumbass. He's got to quit monkeying around.
Hey, kids.
Hi. Authorities in Mexico responded to the break room of an office building to wrangle an unusual trespasser, a spider monkey.
Wow.
Mexico's Attorney General for Environmental Protection said firefighters and animal control officers were called to the office building on a report of a spider monkey on the loose. They arrived to find a spider monkey running loose through the break room. Well, I mean, turns out that the report was correct.
Yeah, apparently having a donut also was on break.
He clearly lied on his resume.
Right. Oh, Boston cream donuts, nice.
He said the monkey showed signs of malnutrition, but is now doing well in veterinary care.
Oh, good.
Spider monkeys are considered a protected endangered species in Mexico, and they are not legal to sell as pets.
He's getting overtime, though. I know that.
We have audio. Now, there's a, you know, they're speaking Spanish, but you'll hear the monkey.
Yes.
Yep. Sounds like it's saying something.
Possessed, yeah.
Get back!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in my hat.
My hat. A monkey with a hat on?
Right.
I can watch that video all day.
Exactly. Yeah. Usually he's playing the cymbals. Oh. It's in a dog now?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Someone should come quietly.
It was louder, way louder than I thought that little body could make.
Don't they throw feces when they're mad?
You know, that's all you know about monkeys.
Well, that's important to know about monkeys.
Don't it is important.
Yeah, otherwise, you know.
In this 45-second clip, there were no feces thrown.
Okay, just checking. He's probably out of it.
He was in the break room, not the restroom. He just wanted coffee.
Well, no, you know. Well, you coughed as a catalyst.
Would you have coffee?
Yeah, coffee's a catalyst.
That's a problem.
Exactly right. And then we're all throwing feces.
For a small room, though, it was extremely elusive. Yeah. It was very hard for them to corral this thing.
Well, yeah.
Because it could just scale the wall. It could just hide under a chair or a table. And it was using everything it could to get away from people.
Right.
It was cool watching it run away.
It tried bribing everything.
Yeah.
You have a donut. It's a crawler.
It's weird looking at a monkey because you're like, we're very close.
Yeah, exactly right.
We're very close. It looks at us like, what's, you're not quite a monkey.
They could teach you to talk.
But you're close.
I'd be out of a job right now. And don't think that I'm trying to keep that monkey.
Oh, I heard your last break.
Thank you.
Keith is furiously emailing.
Now I'm going to start throwing feces.
He's like, Beardsley Zoo, do we have any monkeys that can do morning radio?
Oh, I went to Beardsley Zoo. And there's a monkey behind the glasses during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That monkey looked at me, came right up to the glass, looked right at me, and I knew what it was thinking.
Right.
How did you get out there?
Oh, no!
It was like, you're one of us. You should be in here.
Help a brother out, man. How'd you get the job?
Yeah. The whole room was full of people. Yeah. I mean, normal, like, families and stuff. And it looked at me, I was like,
why are you picking me, man?
You should not be out there.
That one stands out.
You ever see the people that go and do like card tricks at the glass for the monkeys?
No.
Oh, they lose their minds.
What the monkeys do?
Yeah.
Monkeys can pay attention to magic tricks. It's like they'll make a ping pong ball disappear in a cup or something.
Simple sleight of hand.
Freaks out.
Completely lose. They start banging on the glass. They're like, what is happening?
You freak the monkey out. That's good to know.
And that's freaky because, like you said, they're so close to us.
Yeah.
The reaction is like watching a little kid react to a magic trick. You're like, oh, they're damn near human.
Yeah. They bring the other monkeys over sometimes. They're like, do it again.
Do the thing you did. Do it again.
No one's going to believe me. You've got to show them.
No, you got to check us out, man.
Chaz and AJ.
My monkey was a spider monkey, but he didn't act like that.
Like I said, anyway. We're not far off.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.